Hello, 大家好，我是早安英文的阿朗。Hi, everybody, I'm Sunny, and welcome back to our channel. Today, I'm joined by Jack.
Buenos dias. Hello, everybody. 我是 Jack.
So, Jack, can I ask you a question?
Yes, of course you can, Sunny.
So, do you think that I'm a polite lady? What?
Yeah, 不打我。Yes, yes, you are, yeah.
不打你。
对。
So, when I was a cabin attendant, I noticed that most foreigners were enormously polite.
Oh, that's good to hear.
They say thank you and please to me a lot.
Yeah.
Well, some of the passengers just don't, so I think they're rude.
I think it really depends where you're from. I mean, I was always taught to say please and thank you all the time, like,
for
everything. But I think it just depends where you're from, really, or who your family is or whatever.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about...this really simple word, please.
Please, okay, yeah, sounds good to me.
那如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到啦。
Okay, so now let's get started. 那么今天我们就来看一看这个在口语中出现频率非常高的一个很简单单词，就是 please. 看看要怎样用它才会显得更加的礼貌。
Okay, so basically, please means different things when it's in a different part of the sentence. So it can change the, you know, the presentation of the sentence. Not necessarily the meaning, just the way that the sentence sounds. Yeah, yeah.So,
那么
yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, go on, explain. No, go ahead, I apologize.
那么这个 please 放在句子中不同的位置的时候是会有不同的意义的，并不是说它是会特别的改变这个句子的意思，而是说放在不同的位置的时候会让人听起来的感觉不一样。 So, for example, it can be used to be polite when asking for something. For example, I like a cup of coffee, please.
Yeah.
把这个 please 放在句子的最后呢，是可以礼貌地表达你想要什么东西。
Yeah, so could you please clean up the living room? When this is put in the middle, it can also be polite, but it's more of an order. It's more of a asking somebody to do something, you know, like, could you please clean up the living room? You know, that kind of tone.
如果放在句子的中间的时候呢，也是意思上也是说请你做这个事情，但是就没有放在句子的最后那么的礼貌，有一点点说想要让你去做这个事情的意思，你能不能把这个房间给扫一下呀？
Yeah, so putting please at the end of the sentence is pretty much the most polite way to use it, and it can also be said in order to politely accept something that somebody has offered you.
也可以说表示很礼貌地接受别人提供给你的一些东西。 So, for example, I ask Jack, more wine?
I would say, yes, please, of course.
就是他就是比较礼貌，欣然接受我要给他的这个酒。那么平时我们也可以看到 please 这个单词也可以放在句子的最开头 in the beginning of the sentence. So...It means command someone to do something. 如果放在最开头的时候是表示命令某人做某事，不那么的客气，有命令的意味在。比如说我跟 Jack 说 Jack, please could you do that again?
Yes, of course I can, Sunny.
这个时候他就是不那么欣然的接受了，我觉得。
Yeah, so when you say it at the end of the sentence, this is the most polite way. It's more polite than saying it in the middle or at the beginning.
所以说总体上说来的话，把 please 这个单词放在句子的最后，比放在中间和放在最开头都更加的礼貌。那么放在开头呢，就是最不客气的一种用法，有命令的意味在。
So another way that you can use the word please is in an exasperated way. So like you're tired of somebody's, you know, shit basically. You're really annoyed at them. So...If somebody's saying something that's really annoying you, you can just be like,
could you please?
Or you could just say, please, or could you please? And don't have to say anything else, because it just means like, come on, you know, 够了，你够了。
那么刚刚强子的意思就是说，除了可以表达礼貌或者是表达命令的意思之外呢，它还可以用在一个时候，就是说 when you are exasperated or when you are annoyed by others， 就是说当你非常的愤怒，被他人很激怒的时候，你就可以直接说这一个单词，对他说 please， 就是够了，能不能 行行好，别说了。嗯，有的时候可能我们爸爸妈妈太啰嗦，或者说朋友太啰嗦的时候，我们就可以说 Could you please? 你能不能别讲了？或者说，嗯，对一些比较讨厌的人，你可以说Could you please shut up? 能不能闭嘴？说总结下来呢， please 它既可以表示礼貌的请求或者是接受，也可以表示命令别人，也可以表示在这种被激怒的情况下回击别人的一种表达。那么在不同的地点呢，我们要不同的使用方法。 So for example, when we are in the office and we want to be polite and we want people to have good impression of us,
yeah.
So weAlways put please in end. For example,
would you like a cup of coffee?
We're talking about please.
I know.
Where is please?
I don't know. And then you say yes, please. And then you say yes, please.
Okay, then I can say yes, please. May I have the documents, please, Jack?
Of course you can. Yeah, so when you want to use please more like a command, so with authority.
To make sure that your listeners to know what to do.
Yeah, when they know what they have to do, you can say it like, please, blah, blah, blah. So please open your book, or please give me this cup. You know, like, you can, yeah, it's like a polite way of saying, do this, you have no choice. So I'm sure you use this a lot in classes, right?
No, I don't.
No, you just say, do this! I know your methods.
No. 那么如果我们想让我们的听者很明确的知道自己必须要做的事情的时候，我们就把这个 please 放在最前面，表示命令他们做这件事情，但是又比直接相较于让他们说做这个做那个来说比较的礼貌，因为毕竟 please 它的意思还是说请。比如说老师就常常对自己的学生说 please open your book,或者说我们在什么场合，在电影院或者是在别的售票区的时候，在公共场合的时候，我们有可能听见别人说 please be quiet。 好了，今天关于 please 的一些用法就讲到这里啦。它既可以表示礼貌的请求或者是接受某样东西，也可以表示命令，还可以表示回击某人让他们住手。虽然这是一个非常简单的单词，但是也希望大家能够很正确的使用它。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。 So that's all we have for today. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks very much for listening, guys. Wash a jack. Be to it, too quick. Wash a jack.
I've been Sunny.
See you next time, guys.
See you, bye bye.
再见，拜拜。